Hey there, this is Sid Vaidya and you're listening to the Commercial Loans Podcast. On this episode today, I want to talk about the different types of commercial loans that are out there. Now, of course, there are so many products out there, of course, but let's talk about the main ones that are out there, right? So we're going to be discussing the three major ones, and then naturally I'll bring up a couple other kind of smaller or wedge products, as you want to call it, or whatever other kind of ways to explain it. But ultimately, let's talk about commercial mortgages, let's talk about equipment loans, and let's talk about lines of credits. So these three are generally the three biggest products when people talk about commercial loans or getting a commercial loan. However, then there are products like a letter of credit, right? There might be some type of an asset-based, structure set up for a line of credit. There might be various types of, like credit card or commercial card, they call it. But on today's episode, we want to discuss the commercial mortgage, the equipment loan, and the line of credit. So let's get into this a little bit deeper. So the commercial mortgage product. Now, what is a commercial mortgage? The first question that any individual business owner, whoever, may ask. So the mortgage is basically just a loan against a part or piece of real estate. And the real estate asset, right? So you might be buying, let's say, an office building, or you may be buying a warehouse, or you may just be buying some type of a building like an apartment complex or like a mixed use property. And so when you want to go and purchase that type of an asset that's real estate, you need to go and get a commercial mortgage. Now, why a commercial mortgage versus just any other type of mortgage for this type of, facility is because you're going to be utilizing a business entity to go and purchase the property. So hypothetically speaking, it's XYZ LLC that's going to be purchasing a piece of a property, let's say an office complex. At that point, then you want to go out there and go and apply or look into the commercial mortgage product, right? And every more or less bank, financial institution, wherever you're looking at, even just sitting on Google, you search for it, you're going to find enough organizations out there that offer this type of a product. So that really is what the commercial mortgage product is. It's more of a long-term loan, because when you go and apply for a mortgage, it's, it has very similarities to a residential mortgage. But on a commercial mortgage, it's usually a business entity that's purchasing the property that's probably going to be some type of a cash flow generation. So you're going to be making some income off of it. So let's say you're an individual, you see a nice 6-unit apartment and you want to go purchase that. You're going to apply for a commercial mortgage. And then the income that's going to be coming from the apartment, the cash flow, the rent, that is going to pay off your mortgage. So over the span of whatever amount of years, call it 10 years, 15, 20, whatever, you're going to be utilizing that. Same with a business that might be, let's just say, hypothetically, a commercial bakery that needs to go and build a warehouse or buy a warehouse, and they want to go and move their manufacturing from there. Now, the income they get from there is now going to be utilized to pay the loan off. So that is usually how a commercial mortgage functions, and that's usually the type of product when you're looking to purchase a piece of real estate. So that kind of covers the commercial mortgage piece to it. If you have any questions, you're welcome to send me a message directly on Anchor, or if you're listening to this and you want to go and reach out to me or whatever, it's commercialloanspodcast@gmail.com. It's very simple. It's the full name of the podcast, commercialloanspodcast@gmail.com. Please drop in some comments, some questions. If you're listening to this on any platform and there's a review or rating button, please drop a quick comment, or, you know, just give me a couple of decent good ratings here, because ultimately the algorithm, which many people know this stuff in technology nowadays, the algorithm is very, very serious, and it only helps improve the viewership as well as help build a community. So the second product that I really want to discuss today is the equipment loan, right? And you may think, well, Sid, why are you talking about equipment loans? But shockingly, equipment loans is a very huge industry, and it right there, a lot of people think, oh, like, just let's talk about you're a contractor and you want to go and buy a fleet of trucks that, you know, you're going to be using for some work. Or let's say you're a transportation company and you want to buy a nice 18-wheeler or something like that, right? Now, that right there, you're buying a piece of equipment, ultimately. You're buying a truck. Let's say, going back to a contractor, and you need to buy a bulldozer or something. You want to go do something like, you know, work-related matters, and you need that extra piece of equipment, you're going to go and get an equipment loan out there in the marketplace. A lot of vendors, or a lot of the manufacturers, they are actually providing sometimes the loan directly, or you can go to a local financial institution, a bank, wherever, and you can also look into getting it directly from them. And so this product is not meant to be a 20-year, 30-year type of product. It's generally a much lower time frame. And it's because the actual asset, right, that product that you're getting a loan on, that product has usually a shelf life that's between, maybe call it a year, up to maybe 5 or 7 years. But it generally doesn't have a shelf life of 50 years. Unless, of course, you know, it's some very interesting thing that I'm not aware of. But, you know, let's say you go out there, you're a transportation company, and you want to go and buy a truck for $250,000 truck, right? You're going to go to the market and you're going to get an equipment loan on that truck that you're looking to purchase. And you're going to have to put a certain amount of down payment down. And you get the truck, you purchase it, you have the loan. Now, the income that you're going to generate from that truck-related, you know, matters is going to help pay the equipment loan down. And also, the thing is, the truck, it also depreciates fast. It doesn't depreciate like a real estate asset where it might take 20 years or so. That truck might depreciate over a 5-year period. So that's the reason why the equipment loans are much lower in term for that reason. So hopefully you're finding value in this. Of course, you know, Sid Vaidya, you know, I've been in the commercial lending space for over 10 years. And, you know, for anyone that listened to the last episode, you has a nice little bio about me. But naturally, anything I discuss here is very much just my opinion. And also just the data and the experience has been just derived from the years that I've been doing this. So, you know, you can listen to me, but I highly recommend you do your own research. Of course, all of this is ultimately my opinions, so I don't want you to just think that whatever Sid said is the final answer. I'm more than happy to speak with anyone. Please send me an email, reach out to me in some way. I'm very big on LinkedIn. All of these show notes, if you kind of scroll down and read the show notes, it has a big LinkedIn URL in there, so you can connect with me directly on there as well. All right, let's go on to the last piece of, you know, data I want to review, which is the line of credit. And just so the listeners know, we're running into around 9 minutes. I'm going to try to keep the episodes, you know, between 10 to 15 minutes. I like to keep them very short, clean, and straight to the point. And then this way, there's going to be like a record of different type of things that we discuss, and you can go and reference back to it, and it's not too long to listen to. So, talking about a line of credit, why does any company need a line of credit? Why don't they just use their own cash flow, right? Their own business cash that they're generating, right? From the sales and stuff. Why do? Well, it's because sometimes, let's say that you have a customer that's paying in 30 days. But you have a vendor that is going to come and collect in 15 days. Well, now you have a 15-day gap of cash flow the cash related issues, where you're going to say, oh my gosh, how am I going to go and be able to support the business, the payroll, whatever else situation, maybe some type of growth, whatever it needs to be. Well, that's why companies then look into getting a line of credit. Now, the line of credit is a very short term product. Okay, most companies don't have lines of credits for 30 years. They might renew them every year for 30 years. But they don't have a 30-year product. They don't have a 10-year product. They're generally between 1 year, 2 year, three. I mean, I've seen it all the way up to 5 years, but generally between 1 to 2 years has been a consistent thing. And also the line of credit, it's secured by your business assets, which is generally focused on accounts receivable, your inventory, maybe if you have some PP&E, right? So some furnitures, fixtures, things of that sort. But ultimately, the two biggest drivers in lines of credits are secured by your accounts receivable and your inventory. But receivables have a bigger focus. So when you're a business owner and you're trying to figure out, hey, I want to go to a bank and apply for a line of credit. Now, I'm going to be very honest, in my 10 plus years as a commercial lending experience, I've not really done any unsecured lines of credits. So if you are looking into getting unsecured lines, I'm not the right person to speak with. Most of the lines I've done are collateralized. I'm sorry, not most. All of the lines I've done are collateralized. They're secured by some type of an asset. Right, there are lines that are secured by real estate sometimes. Some organizations offer it, but generally it's receivables and inventory. Now, the thing with the line of credit is they're going to look, any organization is really going to focus in on the actual, your assets. And that's how they're going to determine if you need this much of a line. So let's say you go to a company and you say, hey, I need $250,000, right? Now, the thing is, the $250,000, they're going to say, okay, what's it secured by? Because the thing is that the line of credit is a moving product, right? Which means that today you borrow $100,000, tomorrow you pay off $80,000, the next day you borrow $75,000, the following day. And I'm not saying every single day you do that, but it's not a product that just sits there for 2 years at that steady number. It's a flowing number. Is because it's all based on your working capital cycle, right? Which we'll go and deeply explain all of this stuff down in multiple episodes. I know there's a lot of things I mentioned on here. If, again, you have any questions before we even get to that episode or whatever, please drop it in commercialloanspodcast@gmail.com. I'm more than happy to answer it. Again, I'm not, an individual that this is all on my opinions. And of course, as you know, the episode is focused in on education and trying to be more of a resource to anyone that's looking at these products, maybe as a business owner or even as a business professional advisor that's going to be talking to a business owner and just gives them advice and stuff. So those are the three general products in the commercial lending world: a commercial mortgage, equipment loan, and a line of credit. Of course, there's going to be so many other things that we can discuss. If you would love to hear about a specific topic, or maybe if you'd like to even come on the show, please feel free to reach out to me. I really would really encourage that. And also, if you found value in this episode, right, just drop me a quick comment, right? Drop me some good ratings, or even just connect with me on LinkedIn and let me know you listened to the episode and you found value in this. So that was the overall gist of this conversation. I hope you found value, and let's hope that we get some more fun episodes. And of course, there's a lot of technical data here. I hopefully didn't put you to sleep, and we'll keep this going. Thank you so much for your time. Be well. Sid Vaidya out.